So much for free trade.
The Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Lisa Napoli. The 13th and supposedly final round of free trade talks between the U.S. and three South American nations has run up against a wall. Peru, Colombia, and Ecuador all said no go to opening their markets to U.S. exports. Marketplace's Dan Gretsch reports.
The Bush administration wants an open market for corn, wheat, rice, soybeans, poultry, and pork. Then it wants a tightly controlled market for patented U.S. drugs.
Paradoxically, this protection they are looking for is higher than what is available in the United States.
That's Carlos Correa, an intellectual property consultant to the three Andean countries. He's counseling the countries to resist U.S. demands on pharmaceuticals because they make drugs too expensive.
This is not actually helping to improve the conditions of living or the populations in those countries. On the contrary, these people may be deprived of access to medicines.
U.S. drug companies want the safeguards to protect their investment in cutting-edge medicines. The countries hope to meet again in December and January, but time's running short for a deal. All four countries have major elections coming up next year. I'm Dan Gretsch for Marketplace.
Another South American nation is factoring into a grand plan to help some Americans save on their heating bills this winter. Monica Brady-Myrov has details.
Venezuela will be helping some Massachusetts residents stay warm for less money this winter. Congressman William Delahunt signed a deal with the South American country to give nonprofit agencies a 40% discount on 1 month's supply of oil. Also this week, Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney signed a law allowing those earning less than $50,000 to deduct up to $800 for oil and natural gas heating bills. Meanwhile, one local bank is offering an energy loan to help people pay their bills. Karen Gisbert of University Credit Union says the rate is 4 percentage points below a regular unsecured loan.
We feel they need it. You have some serious energy needs this winter, so we don't want to make it any harder for them.
With the heating loan, customers also get a fleece blanket. In Boston, I'm Monica Brady-Myrov for Marketplace.
And while we're talking about energy, Asian oil ministers meet in New Delhi today about creating an Asian oil bloc. Miranda Kennedy has more.
Asia already consumes 40% of the world's oil, so China, India, Japan, and South Korea want to band together into one powerful bloc. That'll give them greater buying power from Central Asian suppliers. They also want to get rid of the so-called Asian premium, the extra charge Asia pays for every barrel of oil it buys because sellers can't predict their needs. But energy analyst Lydia Powell says Asian cooperation will help the West, too.
It is good for the rest of the world because lack of predictability of future demand of big Asian markets has been a problem for the oil market.
One reason for the current spike in oil prices is a sharp rise in demand from China. But China says by uniting with other Asian markets, they'll be able to keep a lid on those wild price fluctuations. In New Delhi, I'm Miranda Kennedy for Marketplace.
And on Wall Street, the markets are closed today for the holiday, but on Wednesday, the Dow closed up 44 to 10,916. The Nasdaq closed up too. This is Marketplace. Verizon Wireless says a travel firm spammed thousands of its customers with text messages claiming they'd won a cruise. Ashley Milntite reports.
The good news is that there are already laws in place making spamming by text message illegal, so cases like this are something of an anomaly. The bad news, says Declan McCullough of CNetNews.com, is that these laws are only valid within the U.S.
I mean, if you have overseas companies that are going to try to get you to call them or visit their website, they can still send SMS messages, and so the solution eventually might be technical countermeasures.
Such as ensuring welcome text message correspondents plug in a special code before they hit send. McCullough says wireless carriers are researching such measures and thinks cell phone users can be cautiously optimistic about a spam-free future. For one thing, he says, wireless companies have more control over their systems than spam-plagued email providers. I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
And you are listening to American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com. And by Toyota, designing vehicles with hybrid synergy drive for fuel efficiency and low emissions. More at Toyota.com. Toyota, moving forward. Transportation reporting on Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the American Public Transportation Association. Public transportation, providing a transportation alternative that helps conserve both money and energy.
This is Marketplace. I'm Lisa Napoli. Some of us drew the short straw and have to work today. But from the things could be worse department, at least we don't have to do what Mary Klingman's going to be doing. She's a turkey therapist of a sort.
Okay. Thank you. Where are you calling from?
My name is Mary Klingman, and I'm the director of the Butterball Turkey Talk Line.
Your meat thermometer should register 170.
The staff is made up of 55 women. They all have at least a bachelor's in either home economics or some kind of food-related field. 61% of them are either home ec teachers or registered dietitians. I think even 38% of them have a master's degree. So it's really quite an unusual group of ladies. We're celebrating our 25th year. We talk with hundreds of thousands of callers on how to cook that perfect, picture-perfect turkey. Everybody is different as far as their organization. Some people, you know, are right there getting organized for the holidays, and other people don't think about it until the day before. So that's why we are open even starting November 1st. And the call volume gradually gets higher as the closer we get to Thanksgiving. And then we're here Thanksgiving Day, start at 6 a.m., and we will talk to probably well over 10,000 callers just on that one day alone. What's kind of neat sometimes that they will call us back and tell us the results of what happened. So we love to hear that. Because you really do. You can have some wonderful conversations with people that will go on for half an hour or more. One of the gals here, last year one of her favorite calls was a guy who was in a grocery store on a cell phone, and she was walking through the store with him, basically. We have had computers now for, well, a little bit over 20 years, and so which is neat because we're able to record why people are calling us. So every time anybody calls, we have 4-digit codes for every category possible that you could call about a turkey. I think it's like 79, 80 categories, and we will enter that into our computer system. And so from that, we can keep track of trends. And our most popular question every year is about thawing a turkey. And then food safety is usually number two. It's like talking to your, we talk to people like they're our sister, because we're all cooks as well. People think, well, I've done something really terrible. We've probably done the same thing. So we're in the same boat, and we understand what people are going through. You're going to leave us, hopefully, very satisfied that we've helped you and we've taken some stress out of your life.
All right. Well, you have a good Thanksgiving. Bye-bye.
Those were the ladies of the Butterball Turkey Hotline in Los Angeles. I'm Lisa Napoli, happy to be the guest and not the chef today. Happy Thanksgiving.
American Public Media. Ah, Thanksgiving dinner.